76 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, December the 11th edition. Some final things happening in Lansing before they end the legislative year. Future attorney generals would be restricted in their ability to intervene in out-of-state cases and to pick which jurisdiction they want to prosecute a case in. Under legislation that was considered in a testy House committee yesterday morning, Chairman Jay DeBoer bolstered his case in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Jay DeBoer is the chair of the House Oversight, but he was testifying in the House Judiciary Committee saying that venue shopping was in play as part of a election machine prosecution case. Former State Representative Dare Rendon of Lake City, Attorney General candidate Matt DiPerno, and a local clerk. He played for the committee an audio that apparently part of the public record that has the Criminal Bureau Chief Danelle Hageman Clark telling police that she would rather have the cases heard in Oakland County, where the machines were actually taken apart, as opposed to Roscommon, where the machines were taken from. Hageman Clark said in the audio, "I'm not down with trying to pick a Roscommon jury. I don't want to be picking a jury of her peers up there on this kind of crap." Of course, referring to Roscommon also being a former constituent district of State Representative Dare Rendon. That's where the machines were taken from. Why isn't the case being heard there? Well, because they're more conservative and we're more skeptical of the 2020 November election outcome than Oakland County was or would be. Jay DeBoer then honed in on the line as a clear example of an assistant attorney general, a state employee, using her power in office to go after her political foes. This is an absolute clear violation of ethics to a dramatic degree, DeBoer said. The number one criminal attorney from the attorney general's office articulates the fact that she knew there would be bias against them if they tried the case in Roscommon, where the alleged crime took place. And you want to tell me that there's not a weaponization going on in our attorney general's office? He asked the committee members. Well, this sparked a heated exchange between DeBoer and State Representative Kelly Breen, the Communist Democrat from Novi. State Representative Carter Hope, Democrat from Holt, who were sticking up for the job the Attorney General Dana Nessel is doing. Hope said, you're taking a lot about venue and other aspects of litigation. So are we going to hear from any experts in that area? DeBoyer comes back. What defines an expert? Well, then, Hope says, well, why are you asking me questions? DeBoyer, you're a legislator. You're the one that brought it up. Hope, I'm aware of that. I'm also a licensed attorney. So thanks for the condescension and dismissiveness. Dismissiveness. Oh, you're welcome, said DeBoyer. Ooh, kudos to Jay. Well, another state representative, Sarah Leitner, Republican from Springport, quickly broke in to say she had invited the attorney general herself to come and testify today. But Nessel is in Washington, attending the National Association of Attorneys General's conference, and therefore not able to join the committee. Well, Kelly Breen grilled DeBoyer about why he was really looking for what he was really looking for with these bills that would restrict the attorney general's abilities. House bills 5316, 17, and House bill 5315. If the goal is not to prevent the attorney general from signing on to multi-state suits as a plaintiff, why did DeBoyer mention that these suits largely take place in blue states such as Maryland, Massachusetts, and Oregon? This is playing out like a political attack against the current attorney general, because that's basically what these bills would do. Our current attorney general, Dana Nessel, has signed on to more multi-state lawsuits than any other Democratic attorney general in the country. I think the last number I saw was 32 lawsuits brought by other states' attorney generals that she signed on to. More than any other. She's number one. Unbelievable. Well, Nestle's spokesperson Kim Bush responded, as unlikely as it is that these bills would advance beyond the House of Representatives, state representatives, and even then it would likely not take effect until the next state attorney general takes office. Attorney General Dana Nessel opposes these unnecessary, ill-informed bills. The attorney general must have the authority on her own determination to defend Michigan residents in the courts when they come under attack. The attorney general is meant to carry out this defense independently of the elected legislature or the governor, to act in her own capacity to make these decisions. She has preserved or recouped more than $2 billion for the state of Michigan and its residents just this year alone. Well, Sarah Leitner said she anticipates bringing up the bills again as soon as next week. Interesting. First sign that I've seen or heard of them coming back next week. So this could be an extended session going into next week, the week before Christmas. First verification story wording anywhere that I've seen that they're coming back next week. Well, it's pretty interesting, because one of the things that I think is very, very interesting is how they're putting this in place this year, or attempting to anyway, in the House. However, these bills do not have a snowball chance in heck in passing in the Senate. No way, shape, or form. The only possibility would be after the special election for the 35th Senate race in May, where I believe a Republican is going to win that seat, and then we're going to have total gridlock next year, 2026, after they're sworn in. 19 Democrats to 19 Republicans. And then that would put the tiebreaker in the hands of the current Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Well, he's not particularly fond of the Attorney General Dana Nessel, so I don't know if he would break the tie in favor of the Republicans or not. But this is going to be a very, very interesting set of bills as they move forward. Basically, tying the hands of the Attorney General from number one, joining in other states' lawsuits, and eliminating the ability to shop around for a jurisdiction to prosecute cases in. And for the life of me, I don't even understand how they can do this. The crime allegedly took place in Roscommon. Why would the case not be prosecuted there? Why would it be moved to Oakland County? Oh, that's right, because that's where the machines were taken apart. But the case is based on them taking the machines, being in possession of them. That allegedly took place in Roscommon. Where the machines were taken apart has nothing to do about how they came into possession of the machines. But yet, that's what she did. So, going to be very interesting to see where these bills go. And again, I don't think they have a snowball chance of passing in the Senate. And I definitely don't think Governor Gretchen Whitmer would sign them. But we shall see. Let's see. I got this other short story. Where is that? I'm trying to find it. It was like four sentences. No, that one's too long. No, don't see that. I can't find it. Star, dang it. I had a real short one. Oh, there it is. Duh, right in front of you. This has to do with limos, bus services. Some Michigan-based limousine and busing companies are facing liquidation due to the ballooning insurance costs spurred by a quirk in the 2019 no-fault auto insurance law, according to a pair of operators who testified in front of the House committee yesterday. Indian Trails President Chad Cushman stressed to the House Insurance Committee that after the new laws passed, insurance premiums for them, Indian Trail bus services, went up 112%. Indian Trails is the owner of the largest motor coach company in the state of Michigan. Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how this moves forward. You know what? Let's wrap this up on the final segment of hour number two. I want to wrap up. I've got a couple more short sentences. We'll get to it. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Just wrapping up this testimony that was given to the House Insurance Committee after passage of the 2019 no-fault insurance laws. Indian Trails President Chad Cushman, the owner of the largest motor coach companies in Michigan, said that their loss ratio has averaged about 20%, which he said is very good in the industry. However, because he feels that their losses of claims filed should actually cause their insurance to go down, he's actually experienced increase in his insurance premiums. Apparently, if anyone hits a private bus or limousine in the state of Michigan, it's the bus drivers or the limo's insurance company that pays the claim every single time. Uber drivers, public transportation, as well as private taxi services are apparently third in the order of priority in paying a claim. Insurance companies know this. So when Cushman went out to get a bid on insurance, he got only two responses out of 16 requests. Well, our owners are starting to ask me, what should we do about possibly transitioning out of this business? Our company would be worth more if we simply liquidated the assets and just moved on, because we are not going to continue to absorb these premium increases. For an example, Golden Limousine CEO Sean Duvall told the committee, now listen to this, and this doesn't even make any sense. Why is the law written this way? One of his limo drivers was stopped at a red light at 2 o'clock in the morning. A vehicle rear-ended his limo. However, the insurer's Duval's company was required to pay the claim $17,000 to repair the limo and $25,000 for medical benefits for a passenger that was in the back. We're not asking to reduce coverage for anybody, Duval said. We're just asking for the party with all the rest of the passengers carrying industry. We want the same insurance. Well, this testimony came in response to House Bill 5298, sponsored by the House Insurance Committee Chairman Mike Harris, Republican of Clarkston, as well as House Bill 5299, co-sponsored by Jason Morgan, a Democrat from Ann Arbor, which would move limos and private bus companies to third priority when settling a car crash claim. Similar bills were passed during the Democrat trifecta of 2023-24 session, but didn't move. State Representative Roger Hulk, the Republican from Union Township, sponsored a similar bill back in 21-22. Then it passed the House 57-48, however, did not pass in the Senate. At the time, the Department of Insurance and Financial Services opposed the bill on the basis that the individuals riding in a commercial transport vehicle, quote, would receive coverage from their own personal auto insurance policy rather than from the commercial vehicle. However, Duval and Cushman both argued that these things have not worked out that way, and many bus riders don't own a vehicle. That's why they're taking a bus. You think? So, you see, this is where government doesn't understand the real world. Why? I have no idea. It's like these state reps and these state senators just completely lose all common sense when they go to Lansing. Again, I don't know if it's the air. I don't know if it's the water. I don't know what the heck it is. But here, government regulations is going to possibly cost us the largest transport motor coach company in the state, Indian Trails. You see their buses all over the place. Up here in northern Michigan, they run from Grand Rapids all the way to Petoskey, up and down 131. I see them all the time. Some of them even do charters from Traverse City up 31 along the lakeshore all the way to St. Ignace and Sault Ste. Marie. Buses from Traverse City coming right through Elk Rapids, Charlevoix, Petoskey, Alanson, all the way up to the bridge, and then up into the UP. And the president of this company saying flat out, let's sell our assets. Let's sell the buses. Let's sell the coaches, and let's move on. Because they cannot absorb these higher insurance premiums. Something's got to be done. So hopefully these bills will pass in the House, pass in the Senate, and the governor will sign it. Or we could see less options